Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanivo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
this message is a continuation of what was preached yesterday.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
As we take in the word of God,
changes
begin to occur.
Okay.
Transformation begins to
occur.
Okay. As we take in the word of God,
what
happens is that our minds are renewed.
The negative
things are taken out.
And the
word of God replaces it. It is like holding a bottle of Coke. And then I start pouring water in it. As I'm pouring the water in it, the color of the Coke will be becoming lighter and lighter. Unless it's some demonic Coke that doesn't change color.
This be a Coke no abon sam die.
The type they find in the fetish houses. But when you pour water on it, it's becoming lighter and lighter. Lighter and lighter. Because the Coke is coming out, the water is entering. Very soon, what you'll be holding in your hand will be a bottle of water and not a bottle of Coke. And that is what happens when we are filling ourselves with the word of God. The things in our minds that were not correct, they begin to leave us. And the word of God begins to take its place. And very soon, what we are filled with, it's not negative things, but the word of God. Can somebody shout a big
amen?
So as we take in the word, our minds are renewed. We grow in spiritual understanding, and then our lives are transformed. And that is when people begin to testify.
Hey,
I used to know him. I used to know her.
But
there is a marvelous
change.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So I've talked about two things. That first of all, as we fill our hearts with the word of God, changes occur. Transformation occurs. We are becoming more and more like Jesus. And the second thing is that it affects what comes out of our mouth. Just like we talked about the physical food. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Luke chapter 6. Verse 45. Jesus said, a good man
was say ni papa and abema papa
out of the good treasure of his heart
was see a fee a good year pa ashana kuma mumba
and a japa de pa which is good.
Was say and una wo ye free mono de papa
and an evil man.
Then the papa bonny so de
out of the evil treasure
a free nyoma bonny ashana
of his heart. Brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What is Jesus saying? Our hearts are like treasuries. Do you know what a treasury is? A place where money is kept. Valuable things are kept. So our hearts are like treasuries. And the Bible says, a good man,
ni papa,
out of his good treasury,
a free a year, ni omapa wana kumemuno,
in his heart, will bring out what is good.
Now,
the treasury is a place where you store things.
Where
you keep things. So, if a good man is able to bring forth something good out of his heart, it means that he has put something good into that treasury. And so he's able to bring it out. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So if the thing is not there, he's not able to bring it out. And it's the same with the evil man.
It's
the evil he has put in
that is evil.
evil that will come out. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So what you have put in your heart, what you have filled your heart with, it will keep getting full. It will keep getting full until it becomes abundant. And then it begins to overflow out of your mouth. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So when you put the word of God in your heart and in your spirit, what happens is that when there is a situation, that is what will come out. It's like vomiting. Ah, that's what is inside there. So that's what comes out. That's what you say. So when the devil comes to you and says that you are a failure because you have filled yourself with the word of God, you know that the word of God does not say that you are a failure. The word of God says you have victory. The word of God says that you are triumphant. And so he says you are a failure. He says you will fail in this exam. He says you will fail in this interview. He says you are a failure in life. But out of the abundance of the heart, you are able to tell him that I am not a failure. I am a success. I am victorious. I am triumphant. It looks as if I am failing now, but this is what the word of God says. When he comes and says, this sickness will kill you because of the abundance of the word of God, you don't say that, yeah, it's true. When I look at the symptoms, when I look at this thing, the abundance of the word begins to come out of your mouth and you say, I shall not die but live to declare the words of the Lord. The word of God comes out and you say, I will fulfill the number of my days.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
What is inside is that which will come out. So
how
do you fill your heart with the word of God? Eat it. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, eat it. In case some very young child is listening and thinks that we want to chew the Bible, that's not what we are talking about. Take the pages, you tell John. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We eat it because that is what we are full of is what will come out. Some people eat till their stomachs are distended and they can't sleep. But we will fill ourselves with the word of God. Can somebody say amen? Jeremiah said, I found the word and I ate it. How do we get the word of God to fill our hearts? How do we get the word of God to enter into our hearts? Through the gateways into the heart. You know, every house, well, not every house, many houses have gates. So before you enter, you have to enter the gate. In the same way, our hearts have gateways by which the word can enter. Praise the
Lord.
I want to read Proverbs 4:20-24. And I want us to take note of some words. It says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your what? Incline your what? Are you here? I can't hear you. Incline your ear to my sayings. 21. Let them not depart from your. Let them not depart from your. Keep them in the midst of your. Verse 22. For they are life. The word of God is life. To those that find them. And health. Or healing. Or medicine. To all their flesh. Verse 23. It says, keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. The important things of life come from your heart. So the Bible says, guard your heart. But the Bible has shown us the gateways. Your ears. Your eyes. So in other words, guard your ear. What are you listening to? What are you listening to? The things that you listen to affect your life. If you listen to the word of God, it will also affect your life. Because faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And Jesus told us that faith is of the heart. So if faith comes by hearing, and faith is of the heart, then it means that what you hear enters your heart, builds up the faith that you can use to believe God for something. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So it says, guard your heart. Then verse 24 says, verse 24 talks about the mouth. It says, put away from you a froward mouth and perverse lips. So in this scripture, we see three gates to the heart. The eyes. The ears. And the mouth. That thing that you keep hearing. You keep hearing it. That Shatawale song you keep hearing. Before you realize, it has entered your heart. And you are sitting in your room. Now nobody is playing it. But you can hear the song. It's the same with the eyes. What we fix our eyes on. Sometimes some men look at some ladies. You see an attractive lady. Because the eye is a gateway to the heart. Before you realize, something enters your heart. You get to your room. All you are thinking about is the girl you saw. You don't even know her name. You don't know where she lives. But the thing is beginning to affect your heart. She has captivated your heart. It is a gate. That's why we tell people, don't watch pornography. When you are going through the thing, you see everything, get out of the place. Don't look at it and say, what is this? What are they doing?
Don't do that.
You just close the thing. Can somebody say amen? Because your eye is a gateway.
To your heart.
And so people watch those things. And before they realize,
the
thing has gotten to your heart. And before they realize, they have started practicing what they saw. And before they realize, they have started masturbating. So we need to guard. So when the Bible is saying, we should guard our hearts. What the Bible is actually saying, guard the gateways. Guard your eyes. Guard your ears. And then it spoke about the mouth. It's the same thing. You see, something that you keep saying, after a while, it enters your heart. That is how we meditate. By the stripes of Jesus,
I was healed.
So we need to watch the things we are saying also. Can somebody say amen? It is important. Watch the things you watch. That's almost a tautology. Watch the things you watch. Watch the things you see. And watch the things you say. Very important. What you hear affects you. You see, the Bible talks about
Lydia.
How God opened her heart. And she heard the gospel. And she was affected. I've come to realize that anytime we are hearing the word with an open heart, whether it's from the pulpit or wherever, it can enter straight into your heart because your heart is open, because you are receptive. You see, under normal circumstances, you hear the word of God, it enters your mind, you think about it, you meditate on it, it gets into your heart. As I was praying, the Lord just showed me that when our hearts are open, a word is spoken, it can get straight into your heart. Before you realize that area of your life has become easy because the word enters straight into your heart. I heard a story of a young man who went to church, and his pastor was preaching. And after the pastor preached, the pastor said, "This week you shall be invincible." Invincible is different from invisible.
Invincible.
Nothing can affect you. So what the pastor was saying, this week nothing can affect you. You shall be invincible. Everybody shouted
amen.
One young man, what he heard was, "You shall be invisible. You will not be seen." But the thing entered his heart. So he went home. And during that week, some armed robbers came to his house. And you see how armed robbers come, bang, bang, bang,
bang,
with their guns and their
hands.
And most people, when armed robbers come to your house like that, we are all afraid. Take everything. Save my life. And that one is better than trying to fight with the people. Because if you don't have the power that will superimpose the power they have come with. Oh no. But when the armed robbers came in, when they entered, the guy was sitting there. Then he said, my pastor says, I will be invisible. This week I'll be invisible. To his shock, the armed robbers didn't see him. They went around the place. What is there?
Before
he realized, they had left. They left. And I'm sure he was still saying, "My pastor should be invisible. I'll be invisible. Like Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery, where are your accusers?" By the time she opened her mouth, they were no. What enters into your heart is what works for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It's so important that we take in the right thing. And then we will speak the right thing. Can somebody say amen? It's important to speak. In fact, whatever you don't speak about or speak against, it's like you have agreed to it. So as children of God, learn to speak. When you see a situation that is not going the way you want it to, speak. Because when you don't speak, it's like you have accepted the thing. When you don't speak, it's like I have agreed that this sickness should plague me. When you don't speak, it's as if you have agreed that I will fail. But you speak. When David was going to Goliath, to use that stone to hit him, when Goliath spoke, that I'll cut off your head and give your body to the birds of the air. David did not keep quiet.
David,
the Bible says he also spoke. He said, I don't come with sword and shield and, you know, the kind of things that you Goliath are holding. I am coming in the name of the Lord of hosts. And I also will cut off your head. Meanwhile, he was not holding a sword. But he said, I will cut off your head. Because he was sure that he was going to put Goliath down. And that he would take Goliath's sword and cut his own head. If David had not spoken, maybe it would have been a different story. But as a child of God, when situations come to you, open your mouth and speak. Open your mouth and speak. Because you have filled yourself with the word of God. You speak boldly in the name of Jesus and expect the situation to change. Don't expect it to remain the same. Speak and expect it to change. Speak to your business and expect it to change. Speak to your children and expect them to change. Speak to your marriage and expect it to change. Speak and expect a change. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I want to conclude by saying that how much of the word of God we can take in depends on our desire. Whatever you desire, you go after that thing. There are some people who wake up in the morning. Hey, I feel like eating fufu.
Doctor,
has it happened to you before? You woke up in the morning and you felt
yes.
like eating something
particular.
So the person feels like eating that thing. If the desire is strong enough, you go after that thing. You go for it. Either you found it or you go and buy it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That's why Psalm 27 verse 4. The Bible says one thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That I will I seek after. When you desire, you will seek after.
And now come to be
a desire, you will seek after. Daddy and I like chocolate.
Yeah, my mini papa, when you
chocolate,
we like
cat chocolates.
Qualifying on your chocolate be a
and sometimes we feel like eating Cadbury chocolate.
If you are what think Casa on Corey, a chocolate, your friends at Cadbury.
Sometimes the desire is not anything, if you are what forget it
or pen on your ways. I know it,
but when we are passing by the shop that has the thing,
store now, turn oh, quite nice, turn
the desire can grow stronger.
Bra, stony frow,
so we'll go after it. Whatever you desire strongly enough, you will go after it. If we desire the word of God strongly enough, we will go after it. May God give you a desire in the name of Jesus. I'm closing. The second thing is your determination. So you have a desire.
Oh, baby.
Then you are determined.
Now we see
this word of God they are talking about.
Sarah,
and all that it can do in my life. I am determined that I will fill myself with the word of God. I am determined. I will do whatever it takes to get the word of God into my
mind.
I'm reading the word and I'm feeling sleepy. I will put my feet in cold water as if I'm going to write an exam. Because indeed we will write an exam of life based on the word of God. So we must be determined. The Bible says the people of Berea,
just I'm saying, what they free Berea, no?
They were determined to know the word of God.
Sinke,
they went through the scriptures to see if what Paul was saying was true. In Luke chapter 10, Mary sat at the feet of Jesus to hear the word of God. And Jesus said, one thing is needful. One thing is needful. What Mary is doing is the most important. Hallelujah.
Praise the
we
Lord.
We must be determined
to
get the word of God
into
people like that are always in every church service. They study the word at home. They listen to the word at home. They are in every meeting. Maybe they may not even be able to read. But they will come and hear the word of God. Because they are determined that this word must enter. And something must change in my life. Something must change in my life.
We
must be determined. Do you know that after the spiritual training, when we were fasting 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. Do you know that even though we have ended, some people are still doing it? I was amazed. I know at least 4 people who said we decided to go.
I was saying,
most of them I've heard of said they are doing 2 days, like they'll do Monday and Tuesday.
Because
they want to keep the momentum. They are determined that something must change in their lives. And the final thing is availability of time. Somebody say, availability of time. You see, if you don't have time, it will be difficult to take time and put the word of God inside. And a lot of times these days, many of us are so busy, we can't even sit behind our Bibles. So busy. You leave early in the morning, and then you come in the night. All your children are surrounding you. Even while you are in the house, this one is pulling your shirt. This one is pulling your lace.
Daddy,
mommy. And it's so difficult.
Damn out.
But we can trust God for grace to help us. To make use of the little time we have to get the word inside. And some of us are freer than others. Let's get the word of God inside. You see, because of this, I'm not talking about people who are lazy. They have the time, but they sit there and they are watching TV, watching episode 1, episode 2, then the day is, and then cry, man, kind of a Bible. No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, you are genuinely busy. You have a lot of things to do, you don't have the time. Whatever little time you have, ask the Lord to help you.
Lord,
grant me grace. This brief time I'm spending in your word, let it count. Let it do something unique in my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Portrait Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com.
Call or WhatsApp SC Portrait Ventures on 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Portrait Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
Lift those hand singers and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms: Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana; YouTube, GPM Ghana TV; Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries; Twitter, at GPM underscore 2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.